of Bible prophecy, and in Daniel 8 verse 9, also identifying the fourth kingdom of Bible prophecy, pagan Rome. Daniel 8 verse 9 says, "And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceeding great toward the south and toward the east and toward the pleasant land." And if you look at Uriah Smith or other pioneer authors, you will find that they correctly understood that here in verse 9 of chapter 8, that this is the geographical areas that would have to be conquered by pagan Rome, the little horn, as it came to take its position as the fourth kingdom of Bible prophecy. And this verse is just a parallel verse here to verse 16 of chapter 11, when pagan Rome begins to conquer the geography necessary to establish itself as the fourth kingdom of Bible prophecy. And I'm emphasizing this word geography because the whole of chapter 11 is built upon a struggle for geography. There's other information in chapter 11, certainly, but it's built upon and it's based upon the struggle for geography, basically, initially, until you get into spiritual Rome, the geography that went to make up the kingdom that was first established by Alexander the Great. There is other information in here, even in the stories of before you get to the time period of pagan Rome, there's information that gives us some of the motivation and the context of why these power struggles took place. But still, they're all connected with the struggle for conquering geography. So in verse 16 and onward, you have the story of pagan Rome, how it comes to control the world, the geography it takes control of. And then in verse 30, we come into the time period where the transition from pagan to papal Rome is going to take place. And sure enough, in verse 31, the pioneers, Uriah Smith, correctly understood that in verse 31 of Daniel 11, we're seeing the transition from pagan to papal Rome. Verse 31 saying, "An arm shall stand on his part," arms being military strength, "and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength and shall take away the daily," which the pioneers correctly understood to be paganism, the pagan resistance to the rise of papal Rome as the fifth power of the kingdom of Bible prophecy is removed. "And they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate." And the abomination that maketh desolate is identifying the year 538, when the